Jeff Horn won against Manny Pacquiao yesterday against all the expert predictions. The boy did it, didn't he, David?
He certainly did. It's arguably the sports story of the year, Miles. At Suncorp Stadium yesterday, a jam-packed crowd saw Jeff Horn overcome Filipino champion Manny Pacquiao to claim the World Boxing Organization welterweight champion of the world, world championship belt. And it was a magnificent victory. Some are also describing Horn as the Australian version of Rocky after the famed story of Rocky Balboa chronicled in the movie of the same name. And it's certainly a rags-to-riches story for Jeff Horn, a victim of high school bullying in his younger days, and took up self-defense classes as a result. And now, lo and behold, he's world boxing champion.
Yes, tell us a little bit about Jeff Horn as a character away from the ring.
Okay, yeah, he's a school teacher by trade. I did see some articles in regards to his thoughts on boxing becoming included in the curriculum for school students and things like that. So maybe a increased emphasis on self-defense in the curriculum. He's also expecting the birth of his first child very soon. He was embraced by his wife, Jo, yesterday, moments after the fight ended. And it was quite the spectacle. And he's got quite the story, as I mentioned, victim of high school bullying and a Queenslander. Another Queenslander comes good. It just adds to the list, including Pat Rafter, Greg Norman. I'm probably missing a few, just naming a few Australian sporting legends from the Sunshine State off the top of my head. But he adds to that list now, and it's certainly a story that will be spoken about for some time to come.
Now looking at the actual boxing side of things, he's had quite a decent starting record, but in comparison to Manny Pacquiao, who's not only a Filipino boxing champion, I should say, but he's also got probably one of the best records of a welterweight boxer in the modern era, Manny Pacquiao.
So. It's an incredible record. Manny Pacquiao is an 8-division world champion, meaning he has won world titles across 8 weight classes, for those who are not that familiar with boxing, and that includes lightweight, featherweight, welterweight, so heavyweight's not included there, but 8 divisions across the weight classes, according to the World Boxing Organization, is just an incredible feat. He's a revered figure in the Philippines. He's a politician in his homeland of the Philippines as well. So just to compare his record to Jeff Horn, also known as the Hornet, as is his moniker, Jeff Horn. He was undefeated heading into this bout, but this was his first world title fight, and it just happened to be up against an absolute champion of the sport in Manny Pacquiao. It was just Pacquiao's 7th professional loss from a total of 68 fights. Horn was embraced, as I mentioned, by his wife after the fight, and his whole camp embraced him as well. It was scenes of adulation and just absolute joy straight after the fight when he was named the winner by unanimous decision. And I think we might get to that unanimous decision now.
The unanimous decision was quite controversial. We had a series of boxing legends, past and even present, tweeting out about the result. It was a bit of a Twitter storm in the US as well about the decisions that was returned by the judges. Some judges believe Pacquiao deserved to win the fight, or rather some critics at home deserved Pacquiao deserved to win the fight.
Well, his camp certainly believes that he should have won the fight. There was some controversy over the points decision. The Pacquiao camp disputing the result, holding the belief that the fighter should have emerged victorious, Manny Pacquiao. The unanimous decision in favour of the 29-year-old Queenslander Jeff Horn has prompted, as you mentioned, a storm of debate over the scorecards, with a host of prominent US celebrities, broadcasters and sports stars weighing in, and some even suggesting the outcome was rigged. So the judges Walexa Roldan, Chris Flores and Roman Serdan adjudicated the fight. Roldan and Flores are from the United States and Serdan is from Argentina. Yet there have been accusations it was a hometown decision. So, yeah, there's plenty of speculation and intrigue about what the judges were doing from particular quarters in the boxing fraternity, but I think we'll do the honourable thing and respect the judge's decision and claim Jeff Horn as undisputed world champion of the world.
He is indeed a champion.
World champion.
And one thing that is also worth noting is it's not uncommon for when people lose in any sport to blame the referees or the people that are the final decision makers. Let's have a look to the future, though. Apparently, there's also going to be a potential rematch on the cards.
It looks that way, that there's going to be a potential rematch. Straight after the fight, Jeff Horn was asked that question, and so was Manny Pacquiao, and both fighters did not dismiss the fact that they were interested in a rematch, and Jeff Horn basically saying bring it on. He was quite up for the rematch in however long that takes to be organised, and also there was some speculation about a possible fight with Floyd Mayweather as well, who fights Conor McGregor in a few weeks' time. So boxing always pops up a narrative or two, and I'm sure that many here in Australia will stream through the gates for that rematch if it is held here in Australia. I know there was some stories and some commentary in regards to possible locations for the rematch and maybe taking it to another capital city in Australia. So I did hear that on the grapevine via the radio and news reports that happened over the weekend. So that will be very interesting to see which city gets it or whether it will go back to Queensland.
Indeed, it all will be. Now, we'll be hearing from you again at 11 o'clock on the hour with the news, and we look forward to it. Thanks for joining me, David.
Thank you, Miles.